Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting second. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting third. The right fielder, Cliff Heathcote. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting 5th. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting 6th. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting 7th. The catcher, Mike Gonzalez. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Elmer Yoder. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Charlie Root. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Charlie Root. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Andy Reese. Batting second. The left fielder, Freddie Lindstrom. Batting third. The center fielder, Ed Rausch. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Travis Jackson. Batting 7th. The right fielder, George Harper. Batting 8th. The catcher, Zach Taylor. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Larry Benton. Pitching for the New York Giants, Larry Benton. And now, play ball. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into center field. Rausch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote hits a fly ball into center field. Rausch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry can't make a play. That's a base hit. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Terry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Yoder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yoder takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to third. Stevenson moves to second. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball four. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Gonzalez and he is safe. Jackson steals second. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a line drive into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reese fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Reese. Adams moves to second. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 1 in the game. English bunts towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to third. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0 for 1 in the game. Heathcote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adams scores. That run is unearned. It's 1 to nothing, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heathcote. The throw from Taylor and he is out, Jackson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton strikes out. Two outs. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yoder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reese. The throw from Gonzalez and he is out, English applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a fly ball into center field. Roush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grimm moves to third. Elmer Yoder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yoder is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yoder hits a fly ball into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gonzalez. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Gonzalez steals second. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0 for 1 in the game. Root hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Terry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0 for 1 in the game. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 0 for 1 in the game. Rausch hits a line drive into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hornsby takes first base on ball 4. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 1 in the game. Terry hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 1 in the game. English is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heathcote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Larry Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0 for 1 in the game. Benton hits a line drive into right field. Heathcote picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Heathcote. Jackson moves to third. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reese for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Rausch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Terry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0 for 2 in the game. Lindstrom hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roush is 0-for-2 in the game. Roush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hornsby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Heini Mueller now playing left field. Freddie Lindstrom now playing third base. Elmer Yoder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yoder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yoder hits a fly ball into center field. Roush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0-for-2 in the game. Root is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-2 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yoder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Terry moves to second. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper bunts towards the mound. Root fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Terry moves to third. Jackson moves to second. Melott pinch hits for Zach Taylor. Melott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Terry tags and scores. One out. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Larry Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Benton bunts for a single. Jackson moves to third. Harper moves to second. Heini Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Harper scores. Benton moves to second. It's 3-1, Giants. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0-for-3 in the game. Lindstrom hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Benton scores. Mueller moves to third. Lindstrom moves to second. It's 4-1, Giants. Ed Roush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roush is 0-for-3 in the game. Roush hits a fly ball for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Al DeBormer now catching. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-2 in the game. English is called out on strikes. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Heathcote hits a fly ball into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.